The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I denounce white supremacy. And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities.
So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg.
We have the strongest economy in the world. We are coming around the corner. And next year is going to be better than ever before.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
You and I have been through some good weeks in 2020, many bad weeks in 2020. No question, this is a challenging, difficult year. I have on a personal note, I got an interesting thing happening in our studios in Florida because we're looking to hire a phone screener in the Tampa Bay area, and we've just posted the job, and I've already been flooded with applicants. I shouldn't even say anything about it on the radio because it's going to get even worse. And I want to hire everybody because I can see that the people who are applying for the job to assist me in our Tampa Bay studios and screen calls there, a lot of them had jobs through based on their resumes that ended 6, 8, 10 months ago, and they're out of work. And they have a variety of job descriptions or skills. Not a lot of them, a few of them have skills that would probably fit in the wild world of syndicated talk radio, but many of them don't. But I want to hire everybody because I want to help as many people as I can get out of this mess of a year we've been in. Last night, the president was on NBC, although I'm getting a really troubling series of messages from listeners all over the country that suggest that many NBC stations did not carry the president's town hall live, but they did carry Joe Biden's town hall live on ABC. If that's true, and I don't know that it is, we're trying to work on it now. Tom Tradup of our network, who's really good at this kind of stuff, is doing some digging. We got some calls out. We're looking around because if that, just like the big Twitter, Facebook censorship story has been a huge deal this week. Incidentally, big shocker, wasn't touched by George Stephanopoulos last night. Didn't ask one question of Joe Biden and the bombshell story, as reported by the New York Post, about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings and his dad's involvement. It's a big story. But because it was on a laptop that was left at a computer store, evidently our betters, our elders, don't want us to know about the story. Wink, wink. So I'm getting all these reports from people saying, Mike, Colorado Springs, Minneapolis, they didn't carry Trump's town hall. You know what that's about? If it's true, that's about ratings. Because the first thing many people thought about was, if you've got dueling town hall ratings, when the ratings come out, Trump's going to win big, and that'll be yet another victory for Trump. Here was Steve Cortez wrapping up the town halls, the dueling town halls, Biden on ABC with former Clinton top administration official George Stephanopoulos, and Trump with NBC hack Savannah Guthrie. Steve, of course, on the Trump campaign, and here's how he broke it down last night on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News.
ABC put on the equivalent of a church ice cream social for Joe Biden up in Philadelphia. As a TV program, it reminded me of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And conversely, NBC staged a political knife fight down in Miami. And if I compare that to a TV program, it seemed more like The Wire. So I think what we saw today, really, unfortunately, was a brazen display of media duplicity. It is extremely clear who corporate media wants in this country. And the fact alone, and again, this isn't my opinion, the fact that George Stephanopoulos did not at one moment in the 90 minutes with Joe Biden today mention the biggest story in America right now, which is the bombshell revelations from the New York Post that Joe Biden, while he was sitting vice president, was fully aware of his son's influence peddling with shadowy figures all over the world, including the two most dangerous adversaries to the United States, Russia and China. It's an outrage that he wasn't pressed about that crucial question.
You know, surprised but not surprised. I told one of my sons who texted me last night, he's a big Trump supporter, and he said, I cannot believe how nasty and argumentative Savannah Guthrie is. And I said, son, why are you surprised at something that's the least surprising thing of all? Why would you be surprised that George Stephanopoulos didn't do his job as a town hall moderator and threw softballs all night long to Joe Biden? Why would you be surprised by that? Here's a little montage. Here's what they both sounded like. Fox News put together a little montage of the dueling town halls of President Trump and former Vice President Biden.
I've never been more optimistic about the prospects for this country than I am today. I got to heal this nation because we have the greatest opportunity of any country in the world to own the 21st century. And we can't do it divided.
We have the strongest economy in the world. We closed it up. We are coming around the corner. We've rebuilt our military. We've rebuilt our borders. And we created new levels of jobs that nobody thought was possible. And next year is going to be better than ever before.
And, you know, interestingly, as I mentioned, us hiring somebody in Tampa and all these people who are already flooding our email inbox with applications, I just am so painfully aware that so many Americans are struggling. It should be infuriating to every single American, Republican, Democrat, Independent, that Nancy Pelosi won't budge and give the president any kind of a standalone bill that he can sign that will put $1,200 into the bank accounts of millions of Americans. $400 a week, federal economic unemployment. Help for small businesses. They won't do it. And even though it didn't come up much with Joe Biden and George Stephanopoulos, thank goodness the president certainly focused on it like a laser last night.
The problem you have is Nancy Pelosi. She couldn't care less about the worker. She couldn't care less about our people. And we should have a stimulus. And I want a stimulus. The Republicans will approve a stimulus. The problem is she doesn't want to do it because she thinks it's bad for her election. The fact is she's wrong because people know she's in our way. She's not approving it. She doesn't appreciate our people and she doesn't appreciate at all our workers. Nancy Pelosi, we are ready to sign and pass stimulus, but
people
she's got
to do approve. Not love.
There was the minor bird. People, she was like a minor bird all night long, arguing, yelling, interrupting the president. I don't think George Stephanopoulos did a lot of that at Joe Biden's town hall. I don't think that happened. However, it did take somebody in the crowd, a young black man, to make Mr. Biden feel a little, shall we say, uncomfortable. Remember when Biden condescendingly said to a radio interview, you don't want to vote for me, you ain't black. You got to be black to vote for Joe Biden? And they call Trump the racist? Well, this young black man in the audience remembered that exchange with, who was it? Wasn't it Charlemagne the God? This young black man was obviously a listener.
Many people believe that the true swing demographic in this election will be black voters under the age of 30. Not because they'll be voting for Trump, but because they won't vote at all. I myself have had this exact same conflict. So my question for you then is, besides you ain't black, what do you have to say to young black voters who see voting for you as further participation in a system that continually fails to protect them?
Well, I say, first of all, as my buddy John Lewis said, it's a sacred opportunity and right to vote. You can make a difference. If young black women and men vote, you can determine the outcome of this election. Not a joke.
You can do that. Now, the next question is, am I worthy of your vote? Can I earn your vote? And the answer is, there's two things I think that I care, and I've demonstrated I care about my whole career. One is, in addition to dealing with a criminal justice system to make it fair and make it more decent, we have to be able to put black Americans in a position to be able to gain wealth.
Yeah, but you didn't do that for 8 years. For 8 years, you didn't do anything as Obama's vice president. The Obama-Biden 8 years did nothing like Trump's accomplishments for African Americans. He talked about it as well last night. Trump did, about criminal justice reform, prison reform, funding black colleges. That's not something Obama Biden did for 8 years. Black Americans know. And that young man who got his dig in, he got a little dig in when he said, besides, you ain't black, which was a scathing, scandalous thing of Joe Biden to have said, revealing himself.
I have not been a
revealing himself. Besides that, I'm going to tell you something right now. Black Americans will vote for Donald Trump. Black Americans will vote for this president. Black Americans are aware of the historic unemployment levels that black Americans reached in the Trump presidency. Black Americans are very aware of criminal justice reform. Kanye and Kim Kardashian and Alice Johnson and pardoning of people and releasing people who are incarcerated for minor offenses because of the disproportionate way. This has been a big issue for Donald Trump. Obama Biden didn't fund historically black colleges and keep them going. Trump did that. So Biden can sit on a stage and look at a young man last night who says, besides saying you ain't black, what are you going to do? You can do about it. Biden can talk a good game. Trump did it. And black Americans know it. Let's stop selling people short in this country, because the Democrats do that all the time. I am euphoric over the week that the Trump campaign had. You should be too. It's been a good week. The president is giving Americans every reason to vote, not only for him, but for Republicans up and down the ticket, up and down the ballot, senators, members of Congress, heck, mayors. You vote Republican to get this country where it ought to be. 18 minutes past the hour. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's our number, 800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. I hope you'd join us.
Download the free Mike Gallagher Show podcast and take us with you 24/7. Go to MikeOnline.com.
If Hunter Biden is an example of what Joe Biden has raised, we're really in trouble. An amoral man kicked out of the military. Joe Biden defends his son constantly.
Well, I have to respectfully disagree. I don't think you can fault a parent for life choices and addiction and bad paths that adult sons or daughters have made. I think that's unfair. I do think it's fair to know if Joe Biden was aware of Hunter Biden's business dealings with Ukraine and Burisma. I do think it's fair to know if Joe Biden lied about being unaware of his adult son's business dealings. The rest of it is salacious and it's gossipy, and I don't think it's relevant at all, but so I will have to respectfully disagree. I'm a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of calls and emails we're getting about markets that didn't carry the Trump town hall live. Remember yesterday I said they could try to pull some shenanigans because of the ratings? because they're going to be releasing ratings today for both town halls. And evidently, now somebody just texted me from Chicago. I cannot believe Chicago's NBC owned and owned is one of the most prominent owned and owned NBC stations, O&Os in the market. I don't think there's any way Chicago didn't carry Trump's town hall. If that kind of thing is happening around the country, that they didn't carry Trump, but they carried Biden, that's called election interference. That's called cheating. That's what a bunch of crooks are doing to try to keep this from turning out the way they want it. Listen to this from Virginia, NBC 29. Somebody just sent this to me. We experienced technical difficulties with the audio on NBC 29 during the Trump town hall Thursday night. We sincerely apologize for the technical problems that caused many of our viewers to miss this live broadcast of the event. A piece of equipment that modulates the audio of our broadcast failed and caused a buzzing sound to air. Our engineers were able to find and bypass the failed equipment. Oh, equipment problems. Uh-huh. Sure. I guarantee you there's a... Listen, why wouldn't there be monkey business going on? Funny business after what we've learned with Twitter and Facebook censoring the New York Post. These are a bunch of crooks trying to steal the election. What are you going to do about it? You're going to vote. Newt Gingrich coming up on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow. Mike Gallagher. This radio station accepts political advertising. In fact, we are required to do so by the federal law. We understand that not all our listeners will agree with statements or positions taken by all of these candidates, and sometimes neither do we. But this radio station is an important part of this community, and therefore the candidates want to bring their message to you via our airwaves. We do so as a public service, and we are required to do so. Regardless of your position on these issues, please make sure you register to vote so your voice is heard.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans, 800-510-MIKE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Glad you're with us here on this. I'm really, really stunned by this. And here's a big story from a journalist, Steven Rosenberg. Why was the Biden town hall live on ABC West Coast broadcast stations while Trump's NBC town hall is tape delayed? They've played games here with the airing of these two town halls. And for the record, President Trump had a spectacular night last night. He was facing a combative Savannah Guthrie. He was clear, concise. He did an hour. He took numerous questions from voters from all sides. And, you know, back to the role of black voters in America, there's no question that black voters are going to help decide the outcome of this election. Ice Cube, the popular rapper, announced yesterday that CNN uninvited him from an interview with Chris Cuomo. Now, what's going on with Ice Cube, who's a very popular and successful musical artist and an actor, too? Is he the guy on Law and Order or one of those? Ice-T. Okay, that's Ice-T, but Ice Cube is also an actor, a rapper, as a lot of these guys are. They got multi-level or multimedia platforms. So Ice Cube tweeted out, "So the powers that be canceled my interview on Chris Cuomo's show tonight. I've actually been banned from CNN for a few months, so I was surprised they even asked. But it seems like they can't handle the truth." Well, what's the truth with Ice Cube? According to Trump advisor Katrina Pearson on Twitter, the rapper is helping develop the Trump administration's platinum plan, which would bring $500 billion back to black America. Ice Cube responded to Katrina Pearson's tweet, saying both parties contacted him after he released his contract with Black America, which seeks to address the heart of racism and present a blueprint to achieve racial economic justice. The rapper said that Democrats told him Well, they'll address it after the election. While the Trump administration dealt with the plan and made adjustments to the plan right away. Now, this is fascinating. They are terrified of black voters who are able to see the truth here. And here's Ice Cube claiming, what a shocker that CNN can't handle the truth. Here's the president last night talking about what he and the administration has done for black Americans during his administration.
And some people don't like it when I say it, but a lot of people agree. I have done more for the African-American community than any president, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln. Criminal justice reform, prison reform, historically black colleges and universities. I got them funded. They were on a year-to-year basis. They could have been put out of business. As soon as our country had a little bad year, they would have said, I'm sorry, we're not going to fund you. I got them 10-year funding and financing, and more than I even asked for. I became very friendly with a lot of the heads. But we've done more, and of course, opportunity zones. But criminal justice reform, everybody said it could not be done. President Obama and Biden never even tried to do it. They never even tried. But I say that, and I say it often, I'll say it loud, and I'm very proud of it. And I have a great relationship because of what I've done with the African-American community. I'm very proud of it.
We're in a real battle here, and it's getting nasty. We knew it would be rough. We're watching Twitter, Facebook. We're going to talk to Newt Gingrich about that big tech censorship in just a couple of minutes. Can't wait to catch up with Speaker Gingrich. We're going to talk about what I'm getting, reports from the West Coast. And here's the report. You know, they did not air on many TV stations around the country Trump's Town Hall Live. So guess what that does? That interferes with the ratings, that jumbles and futzes with the Nielsen ratings, and everybody's going to be watching to see how did Trump's town hall perform against Biden's town hall. How did Trump do on NBC versus ABC's town hall? Well, guess what? It appears many ABC station or NBC stations rather across the country didn't even air Trump's town hall live. That is, they're a bunch of crooks. They're a bunch of partisan hacks who are desperately trying to rig this election, and we all know it. I always say it. Everybody's in on it. Nick, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, Nick.
Hi. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. The show was on here, by the way. Trump's not show. I mean, there's
the Town Hall.
Town Hall. I believe it was 7 p.m. Central.
Good,
time.
Good. I'm glad it aired there. I'm glad it aired there. Yeah. Some people, I think some people get confused, and they're writing us because they might, I don't know if it's a time zone thing or whatever, but as long as it aired live, that's important. But it did not air live on the West Coast, but that's okay. Go ahead and make your point, Nick.
Yeah, I don't know if it was live, actually. I just happened to catch it at 7 p.m.
That was live. That was live.
Okay, yeah. First I'd like to say I like your show. You get down to just talking common sense. You don't get a bunch of theatrics and circus-like atmosphere going. I like that.
Thank you.
So I was saying about we supporters of conservative causes, I don't want to say white people because they're increasingly, it's obvious that you could be black or brown and be conservative. You're financially responsible. You believe in fair treatment for everybody, yourself and others. That makes you a conservative. Doesn't mean that if you're conservative or Republican that you're a certain type of stereotype. But we got to stick together. And the white people, unfortunately, have a problem since after World War II. I was brought up as a kid in the 50s. I grew up as a little kid in Brooklyn, New York. I grew up in Chicago. But there's something wrong with the white people in America. I'm sorry to say that. You know, I don't want to sound like a racist program. It's me.
Well,
talking.
I'm sorry you're not dealing with the point you made with my screener, which was that Trump supporters need to be more courageous. And it doesn't have anything to do with white or black or brown, as you said. It's not a racial issue. And I'm intrigued by the point that I thought you were going to make, and that's okay. Sometimes people get on the show and don't say what they say they're going to say. But the important point is the issue of Trump supporters not cowering in fear to the oppressive, bullying, corrupt tactics of TV stations, Twitter, Facebook, Biden supporters. I just got a text from a friend of mine in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who just put up a I Love Trump sign in his front yard. And I noticed next to his yard, next to his house, is a Biden sign. So you know what? He said, hey, All right, I can put up a sign, too. It's tasteful. It's just a little blue Trump sign with a heart. And he put it up. And I presume that, you know, and I'm looking at his at the wide shot of his neighbor. His next-door neighbor has a Biden sign. That's good. That's okay. Put out a Biden sign if you want to put out a if you want to vote for Joe Biden. Put out a Trump sign. Don't be afraid to put out a Trump sign. I've mentioned a couple of times how so many Americans would be afraid to put a Trump sign out because you're afraid you're going to get damaged. You're going to get hurt. Afraid to put a Trump bumper sticker on your car because your car is going to be damaged. And to the point that I thought you were going to make, in these final 18 days, you got to be counted. You cannot let fear keep you from fighting for what you believe in because they want you to be afraid. They want you to cower. They want to suppress your vote. What we've seen with Twitter, and look at last night, Stephanopoulos didn't ask one question about this major story that the New York Post uncovered. New York Post is the oldest newspaper in America. The New York Post has, I think they're the third or fourth highest by subscribers newspaper in the country. Alexander Hamilton founded the New York Post. Did you know that? But Twitter and Facebook blocked and censored the reporting of this laptop that was discovered in a computer store that has all kinds of damning allegations about Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the man who wants to be the 46th president of the United States. So to the point again that, sir, I thought you were going to make, we got to stand tall. Not let fear conquer us. Shake it off and get across the finish line. There's a guy who's been in a lot of political battles in his lifetime, been in the trenches for years. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, going to join us next here on the Mike Gallagher Show. His new book is available, Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time. Newt is a great problem solver. And a smart guy is going to join us next. Stick around for that and more here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
The calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper at hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush.
Mike Gallagher.
I spent 21 years in Washington as a press secretary, and I've always known Republicans have an uphill fight. Democrats get softball questions, Republicans get hardball questions. But then Donald Trump came along, and anything I thought was hard, it's almost impossible for Trump. The bias of the media and the way they come at him, I watched the ABC town hall because I wanted to see how biased it might be. I wanted to see the type of questions the audience was asking. I can tell you this because I watched a little bit of Savannah during commercials. She interrupted Donald Trump more in 60 seconds than George Stephanopoulos did to Joe Biden in 60 minutes.
Former Bush press secretary Ari Fleischer last night on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News. On our guest line is a guy who knows a thing or two about fighting uphill battles in politics, the one and only Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House of Representatives. His book, now available, Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time, one of the smartest books you'll read about the Trump era. Mr. Speaker, it's been great to have you back on the show. Ari Fleischer is right. This is kind of stunning to watch big tech, television networks, everybody doing everything they can to subvert the outcome of the 2020 election.
Well, I think it just clarifies for the average American what's at stake. You have a huge establishment, the people who sold out to China, the people who've made billions out of China. You have whether it's the high-tech establishment in Silicon Valley or the motion picture establishment and Hollywood or the financial establishment in New York, and they all three have a vested interest in propping up Joe Biden because Donald Trump is such a threat to them. And I think that it's a tribute to Trump's abilities that despite everything, he's in the fight. And I think probably will win the fight. But they've certainly, as they've gotten more panic-stricken, they've become more obvious in how totally biased they are.
It's insane to see some of the stuff we've seen roll out, including Steve Scully, the C-SPAN guy, who admitted he lied about his Twitter account being hacked. He was reaching out to Anthony Scaramucci via Twitter, evidently, sort of colluding with him. Mr. Speaker, he was supposed to be the moderator for the debate last night? Are you kidding?
Sure. Well, that's why I wrote Gingrich 360. I did a newsletter on abolishing the presidential commission, which is just part of the deep state. I mean, the director of the commission came on board in 1986 and has been there ever since. You know, this is all an insider game.
Yeah.
No Republican should ever agree to work with the presidential debate commission.
They're a disaster. They're a disaster. But listen, often happens with President Trump and this year, things that look like they're going to be a disaster wind up being a silver lining. I thought last night to hear the president for an hour, even with all the interruptions and the arguing and the debate tactics of Savannah Guthrie. So what? We knew that was going to happen. He still delivered a concise, transparent message of what has been accomplished under his administration, what can be accomplished during the next 4 years. I thought last night was better for him than any contentious debate with Biden could have ever been.
I think it was partially because Trump, to his credit, had went in there as a president, not as a candidate. Mm-hmm. And a huge difference. When Trump gets in his candidate mode, he becomes too much the entertainer. And that's not what people want right now. People are scared. They're tired. Between the economy and COVID and shutdowns and looting and rioting. And Trump last night was calming. He was reassuring. At times he was charming. The lady behind him who nodded yes every time, sort of all involved. I wondered how they set that up. But I have concluded that probably they just happened to run him off because I couldn't figure out any way that they could ever have put that together and gotten it actually, you know, done as a campaign worker. But see, and then the one lady got up and said, I just want to tell you, you have a wonderful smile.
You're so handsome. You're so handsome when you smile.
And Trump is, what are you going to say at that point? And I thought, he was nice to come back and say, you know, you have a nice smile, too.
Well, I mean, and you know what that does?
Savannah must have been losing her mind at that point.
Oh, they all lost their mind at that point because you know what that does? That normalizes Donald Trump. They don't want him normalized. He's not a human being. He's not a guy that just recovered from COVID and is fighting morning, noon, and night for the country. No. You can't normalize him and say he's got a handsome smile. Newt, it was a great night for the president. It is. I mean, I'm so happy to have read your book, and I hope everybody gets their hands on it. Get Gingrich Productions, Gingrich360.com, one of the smartest guys I've ever met. And, you know, are you feeling good about November 3rd?
Yeah, I think we're going to beat Biden, and we're going to pick up some Senate seats and have an outside chance of gaining control of the House. I think this is all coming together. If you watch, by the way, remember, the biggest, most overt counterattack by the people in Silicon Valley has been over these brand new revelations about Hunter Biden,
right,
the amount of money he was making, and the direct ties to his father. And I think it tells you how dangerous they think that is, that they just went crazy.
I know. And I think it's Ben Shapiro whose line that I can never get out of my head, all they had to do was not be crazy. That's all they had to do in 2020, and they can't help themselves. Mr. Speaker, it's always great to have you on the show. Sorry for the bad phone connection, but glad you could join us, sir, and keep fighting the good fight. Newt Gingrich, reflecting on the craziness of big tech, of television, the media. They're all doing they can to rob this election. We're not going to let them. A lot more coming up on this busy day. Yesterday, I mean, it's kind of a foregone conclusion with Amy Coney Barrett, but Joe Biden has some ominous promise about court packing contingent on the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation. We're going to try to connect those mysterious dots and more coming up.